That's Larry Graham on bass, Sly out front. It's all one word, folks. Thank you for letting me be myself again. That's oneword.com.
That's right. Very ahead of his time.
Way ahead. And Alexander, your guest. To the telephone, we speak with somebody who I'm pleased to say is at least as old as I am. Maybe older. He won't tell the truth. It's Tony out of University City.
Hey, good afternoon. Good afternoon, Ms. Wynn. How are you?
Hello, Tony. How are you?
I wanted to ask there. I hung out with John in Rittenhouse Square way back then. In fact, I actually have one of his old derbies.
No.
There was a rumor going around back then, and there was a guy in town, Stanley Green, who tried to imitate him. It was a rumor going around.
The entrepreneur.
Yeah, right.
Impossible.
The restaurateur and whatever. Yeah,
yeah, right.
Ball-headed
exactly.
Stanley. Yeah.
Right. He's the only
one. With a beard, he had a goatee.
And he tried to wear his derbies. But there was a rumor around that he went to law school and didn't want to go to law school, always wanted to be a disc jockey, and graduated from law school and got a job being a disc jockey.
It's funny you should bring this up. Just yesterday, due to circumstances beyond my control, I was working with a historian and a doctoral candidate, and we were going through some papers, and I just happened to cross in the 1960 FCC renewal John's resume, the official station resume. I've seen at least two different ones. In the resume I saw yesterday, they did mention that he was at law school.
Right.
They mentioned Howard.
Mm-hmm.
They also said that he trained and went to school in Europe.
Right.
Which I had not heard before.
Right.
Let me say this. It's hard sometimes, even when you have papers in front of you, to run down what is fact and what is not.
Mm-hmm.
And similar, oppositionally, I have another gentleman whose name we must mention, along with Jim Clash, Joe Rainey.
Yes. Joe Rainey, please.
Right.
Joe Rainey, I know for a fact, in addition to being the fabulous Renaissance man that he was, meaning magistrate, federal housing official, managing editor of the Philadelphia Tribune, radio man par excellence, the founding host of The Listening Post, friend to Malcolm X. In addition to that, and boxing commissioner, I understand, and I saw this, he coached an African national Olympic winner when Joe was the track coach at Lincoln, and I can't remember where I read it. So here we have a case where I know I saw that. I know it's solid information, and I can't find the proof.
Because at the time, I was hanging out with one of the DuPonts, Barbara DuPont, and that was where I heard the story from.
I do have it in writing that he did attend law school, and then he goes to, and I think the same document says, and then he goes to WUST in D.C.
Okay, great. Oh, thank you. It's very interesting.
Sure.
Take care, Rick.
Thank you, Tone.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Brother Caliphat calling us out of Wilmington, Delaware.
Reggie Bryant and Wynn, I had to say to both of you this afternoon, 143.
143, my brother.
Because you know what nostalgia you brought to me. I was raised right there on 15th and Catherine listening to WDAS, and many of your callers have beat me to the punch. If you're ready to do the roll call.
You beat me to the punch.
Go ahead.
Very well.
Yeah, but on a more serious note, Reggie, this is the kind of historical journey and enlightenment that our young folks truly lack. They don't know the journey we've taken to get here. Yeah. And the contributors are so many that even in their occupational mode of entertainment and providing a voice via the airwaves of the radio, they've been instrumental in molding a host of us in terms of our development, our conscious, and our sense of self-imagery. And in that respect, I, when you had made the statement about some of the activities of the movement during the King era, and many in this town, including Dr. Walt Palmer, will tell you, I was the baby on the picket line at 30th Street at the post office when not one of us was in there. I was the little brother who everybody said, no, we'll go to jail, but you stay here, little Paul. And I just felt an extreme nostalgia today, and you have brought something to me, to this table, that gave me an opportunity to look back down the road and say, you know, how much our young folks really need to know that you have great value, you've had a great legacy, and you need to pick up the gavel.
Well, you know, first of all, let me say, I think there's some pictures you might like at WDASHistory.org. So it's just the call letters and then history, all one word, .org. I think you're going to get a big kick out of those pictures.
And what's so funny about you speaking about WDAS, the number of times I've came down to the station in Fairmount Park.
Oh, yeah.
And been down there with Butterball, Otto, you know.
God bless Otto.
God bless Otto.
The big fella.
Y'all really opened up a door today for me that, you know, it's not often you get this chance, Reggie, to kind of sit back and say, let me look back down the road. And when you played that record, Respect Yourself. This myself and another brother who's on the electric circuit here in Philadelphia right now, we're preparing something for the youth. And you know what, Reggie, I got to chase you down for that one.
Watch yourself. Don't chase me down. You want to rephrase that?
I know where to find you.
Okay.
To both of you, you have a good afternoon, and I want to say thank you.
Thank you,
kind sir. You take care.
Thank you. You know, Reggie, it doesn't have to end. There's nothing like a good story to inspire five new good stories.
That's true.
And that's how, as we were saying in the break, that's how the fighters go on fighting. You know, in Europe, they have a great deal more respect for history than we do in this country. I think perhaps, too, they tell a better story. You know, the history is about, if you don't tell it right, you're going to lose everyone.
Well, see, here's the problem with history. If you find out what the truth is, it means there's some culpability. Some folks have to account for some things that they'd rather not have the case.
Is that what's going on here?
You've heard the expression, let's just put that behind us.
Oh, yes. I've noticed that.
Well.
It seems rather retarded again.
Indeed. Well, let's see what Joey from Dogtown has to say. Talk about taking me back to my youth. Young man, what's going on?
It's a pleasure to listen to this. The Underground Railroad is alive in Black Radio. Miss Alexander.
Sir.
I spoke with you when you were on another show, and I'm Randy's cousin.
Oh, hello.
But
Record Mixin' Dixon.
No, that's right.
This is
Randy.
Joey.
How could we not mention that name?
Well, I thought we were going to get around to it. This is Joey.
We advertised on that.
Very cool.
We did the Cement Mixing G.I. Dixon and Dixon Brothers. D94220. So that tells you how far back we go.
Wildly lovely. But,
and how far back I go was to Cherokee Street at Weaver. You
know? Absolutely. We were all over the place.
All over Dixon, the place.
Did you see the pictures of Randy Record Mixing Dixon up on the site?
No, I haven't been to the site yet.
WDASHistory.org.
Pictures and schedules here that was given to me by one of his daughters.
There's a beautiful picture of he and Bernice Thompson.
Oh, yeah, she's a lovely person. When I was working, when I was a gopher out there with Dave Valentine and that fellow that just passed recently, that's a great friend of Reggie's, Ed Bradley.
Oh, yeah.
Bernice was very instrumental. In fact, she used to drive Dell around, and she used to drop us off because we didn't have cars. And coming from West Philly late at night to Dogtown presented a problem because I think the 65 the 65 now, that bus that ran from City Line Avenue to Germantown stopped after a certain hour. And it's so great listening to all this history. you need to have Black History of Black Radio 101 once a week, Reggie.
Yeah.
You're continuing to do it, so I'm going to continue to agitate. I'm going to lay back and listen.
My brother, it's so good to hear your voice, as always, and, of course, to get those emails from time to time to time.
Okay. I'll stop sending you that stuff and send you some real jazz.
Okay.
10-4.
Take care, Joey.
Okay, I love you.
Delighted.
Jamila from North Philadelphia, good afternoon.
Hey, Reggie.
Good afternoon.
It's Lynn.
Yes, hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Good. I'm definitely on the young end of this history lesson, okay?
Well, there's two of us in the room then.
Okay.
You know, the thing is, you don't have to be there to love something. You can even have a nostalgia for something you did not personally experience because maybe you were there in another form.
No. I was there in real form, okay?
Okay.
Human form.
All right.
And that's what made me take a course at Grants High School in 74, 75 in communications because of you all.
Cool.
Okay?
Yeah.
Especially
nice.
Especially your beautiful voice, you know?
Well, we can thank my ancestors for that.
And I'm just happy to hear you all. I'm going to get on off. I just wanted to get up in the mix and say, yeah, I remember.
Delighted.
And that's what made those of us that are still hanging around stronger, better about everything that we have done throughout our lives because we had such a great foundation. Thank you so much. Yeah.
I think memory is a vitamin pill, Jamila.
Absolutely.
It really is.
Absolutely.
Thank you
so much. I'll continue to listen.
Thank you very much.
Peace.
And that is the case. It's interesting how people have been stimulated. And the value and the great benefit, hopefully, is that when you understand that you're a derivative, that means it's a continuum, that it's not over.
That's right.
It didn't end. And then those persons who... I have this theory when people have asked before about my particular dealing with people who die. And I suggest that whenever you mention someone who has died aloud, they live again because
yes.
their voice comes back to you, the face, an incident, and in that period of your memory, they are again vital and vibrant.
Let me say this. The truth is, right now, if we were to bring Thomas Jefferson into this room and tell him about a radio, he would not believe us. There's nothing in his reality that would allow him to believe that sound waves would go through the air. But at the turn of this last century, we had radio crystals. And people could see, because they had earphones, with those waves coming into their ear. The reality is, people believe in... ...don't know about. But I know... And you know how many times you've read people's minds. And I mean, you got their whole thought right out of their head. That's on a wave, too. Someday we'll be able to calibrate and measure those waves. And then people will believe in that the same way they know about AM and FM and shortwave.
I don't doubt it. You did make a bad choice because if Thomas Jefferson came into this room...
Uh-oh, he has such a problem with you.
I would pimp slap him and castrate him.
I know. You know what? I'd have to protect him.
You would. But in terms of reading minds, I see traffic. I see a traffic jam. I hear a name. It's Paul. Paul comes to mind. Paul, something beginning with a P, and he knows about cars or... Let me see if I'm right. Sir, what would your name be?
Perello is the name.
Yes, Paul Perello. And you know anything about cars and traffic?
I could tell you this much. There's a lot of it out there right now.
Okay.
All right. Reggie, that's one thing that you can almost rest assured. As afternoon rush hour swings into high gear, we're going to have traffic. Let's take a look at City Avenue southbound to Presidential Boulevard. The backup there is because of a disabled bus. 57th and Lansdowne in Philadelphia, we have an accident into the traffic center right now causing a delay. All right, on to the majors as we look at the Schuylkill Expressway westbound direction, Bear Avenue out to South Street. City Avenue to the curve is your westbound delay further as you head out to the suburbs. Eastbound is stacking from 202 into Gulf Mills. Slow in the curve, Montgomery Divine, and then heavy again at South Street. No problems on the southbound side of 95. Northbound is stacking from the Ben Franklin Bridge right on up to the Betsy Ross Bridge. Traffic brought to you by Odor Eaters Insoles. Sometimes traffic is so slow you can walk faster. Get Odor Eaters insoles and go. They cushion your step and absorb sweat to keep your feet fresh and dry all day long. Odor Eaters Ultra Comfort and Ultra Durable insoles. That forecast for today, cloudy skies lingering right on through tonight. We do have the chance for some rain, maybe even some snow flurries after midnight. Breezy with a low of 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance for flurries. Windy with a high of 40. Our current temperature is 49 degrees. The weather brought to you by Domino's, two times Tuesday deal. You got two large pizzas on Tuesday. You got both of them for the price of one. You got them hot. You got them to your door. Domino's, you got 30 minutes. Yeah, I don't write them. I just read them. Not to mention traffic and weather. I'm Paul Ferrello for 900 AM WURD, your information station committed to solutions.
Hi, thank you, Paul.
You're welcome.
Hi, I'm Malik Aziz, and my show, From the Inside and Back to the Streets, a powerful and informative hour about the criminal justice system, the prison industrial complex, and reentry back to society. I'll let you know where to get help once you're out of prison. Every Monday from 9 to 10 on 900 AM WURD.
This is Pat Boone to tell you about Swiss America's three-step plan for successful gold investing. First, call Swiss America.
www.900amwurd.com. WURD, your information station. Committed to solutions.
Brothers soundtrack from Heard It Through the Grapevine, whether it's Gladys or Marvin, somewhere the teeny tiny school teacher's tapping her foot. Will Alexander continues to be your guest. We have a few minutes left in our relentless and indefatigable pursuit of truth. We go to the telephone. Oak Lane is the location. Les is the caller. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, 143.
143.
And good afternoon to your lovely guest.
Good afternoon.
You know, you're taking me back to Raymond Pace Alexander.
Mm.
And I remember the last security detail I was on with a cotillion. Raymond Pace Alexander was the man as far as the cotillion was concerned. But it also takes me back.
It's going to shock you, Les, that I danced in the cotillion at the Heritage House, if you will.
Well, the last one I was at the Bellevue Stratford, and it was everybody was in all their splendor.
Well, we rehearsed with Eugene Wayman Jones at the Heritage House.
Okay, Mr. Jones.
Yes, we danced at, as you say, at the ballroom.
And you know, his brother, Scully Pace Alexander, he was a reflection right from his brother. And, you know, that takes me back to, like, Broaden South. Joel Dorn had a tie and shirt shop on the south side, right across the street from Pep's.
Wow.
And there was a bartender there named John Burrell. And, you know, that was the side entrance to Pep's. I remember meeting Lambert Hendricks and Bovine. And one day I saw Aretha Franklin at the Showboat, the first time she came here. I think she was about 17.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I can still see her now. But listen, it's lovely. Life is lovely. Thank you.
Both. Thank you, sir, for some memories.
Thank you very much.
How about Thank that? You.
It's kind of a transportation system. If you notice, when you begin to mention things,
no question,
go back in time.
But also, that reality of people feeling better, you know, it's about heart. And frankly, that's what DAS was about. Yeah. That was the common denominator in everything. If you notice, you know, whether it's the political. Or, I mean, hell, this is the station that also sued ARB and said, oh, by the way, y'all are not counting, you know, you're counting six black people over there, and one of them is my daughter.
Right.
You know, could you get us an honest count here? Everything we did took a lot of heart.
Yeah.
And when you put heart in anything, it could be a pie, a great song, whatever, it always creates the best. Coming from the heart, I don't think you can lose.
It was also a... And we need to say, in terms of transport, and it was a way station. Individuals in the industry had to pass through.
Yes.
Had to make that stop. And unlike now, it was not impossible that at any given time you would hear significant persons, whether it was the young Aretha or the maturing one or whoever it was. And even back in the day, all the way back to the Dinah Washingtons and the other greats who were still with us, Sarah Vaughan, it was a place to stop and to allow Philadelphia to know that you were here.
Connections, too. Yeah. You mentioned Aretha. Aretha was drowning over at CBS. Louise Williams was a friend.
What a great story that is.
Found out her contract, thank God, had lapsed at the Idiots den over there at CBS. Placed a call to Jerry Wexler. At the time, Atlantic Records is a young company, doing better thanks to Ruth Brown. But young, just the same, and the rest, and Jerry, Aretha, Jerry, thank you, Louise, and the rest is history.
Miss Brown, daddy, mama, he treats your daughter mean.
Ruth Brown, amazing,
Ruth Brown,
right?
Yes.
Etta James.
I heard a relatively disturbing rumor that the story of Etta James is about to be made into a biopic, which is appropriate. The tragedy is... they picked Beyonce to play her role.
No.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
I don't think it's possible for Beyonce to pull it off, no. But Etta, who...
Oh, my
Etta,
God.
And how about Sugar Pie DeSanto? Remember that name, too, from back in the day? Etta James is an extraordinary woman and performer, and her story is terrific. And I just don't know if Miss Beyonce can pull it off.
And didn't she do, and you would know, Reg, some of those arrangements?
Oh,
was,
absolutely.
Yeah,
oh,
she
no
was
question.
Like the power behind her own throne.
Yeah, she, you know, at 14 is when she left home. You
know, oh, I didn't know, I did not know that.
Yeah, I guess mom's wishes, she was heard just singing by some folks, and they said, little girl, why don't you pack up and come with us? And that's when Etta hit the road and became all kinds of things. And, you know, she had her problems, but... what a magnificent singer, whether it was soul or rock. Whatever.
Tell Mama.
Tell Mama.
Mm.
And of course, At Last is a classic. No one else dares sing At Last.
Yes. Yeah.
But that's what they're going to do. And maybe a choice of poor casting, to say the least. We'll see.
Odd.
We've got to... it won't be the first time.
Now, can I tell you something about bad casting?
Please.
Odd casting? I just read this. Hattie McDaniels, we all know, got the Oscar for Gone with the Wind. Mm-hmm. But actually, that was her second huge role, according to the white powers that be in Hollywood. She was in Showboat. She plays Queenie.
Mm-hmm.
She is Paul Robeson's wife. Well, and it's a very famous role for her. MGM didn't want her. They had a much better idea. They were going to take a white actress... and put her in black. I'm not making this up. This is the truth. It's in the book. They were going to take a white actress, put her in blackface. Mm-hmm. Joe Breen, who was in charge of the censorship division, who hated all minorities, regardless of race, creed, color, or national origin.
Equal
he said,
hater.
Yeah, and believe me, couldn't stand the people at MGM. He says, oh, no, you can't do that. Because even though she'll be a white woman in blackface, she'll be kissing a real black man.
Can't have that.
And I can't have that. That's miscegenation. Mm. Well, the irony is, of course, isn't Showboat about miscegenation?
Yeah, I think it is.
So that's how Hattie McDaniel gets the role.
What a country. Was it?
Terrible.
Jacob Spirinoff would say, what a country.
Really?
Yeah. The disunited states of America. And here we are. There'll be those who consider that this program has been a misogynist today. You know that, of course.
The nerve. Oh, well, I won't hear of it.
Electronically misogynist. What are you doing? It is...
Only the fools.
You need to give the website and any other information. We have about a minute and a half before we have to make trees and leave.
WDASHistory.org, all one word. Also, you can probably Google WDAS. You can Google me, Wynne Alexander, WYNNE, normal spelling on Alexander.com. But in terms of the pictures and the heart, WDASHistory.org, you're looking at a picture of Ed Bradley. I know he didn't look the same, did he? I think that's why he kind of denies that he was there sometimes. But yeah, I mean, he's fresh out of school.
Yeah, and he was doing sports.
Actually, you know what, though? That's a civil rights rally, I think, NAACP. Mm-hmm. I have to check it. But yeah, lovely girl sitting next to him. That's what happens when you go on radio.
Yeah.
And
decided to go off and risk his life, get himself shot up and so forth.
Over there in Vietnam.
That's right.
Yeah, there's Cecil.
And the rest is history.
Wilkins, Roy Wilkins. And it's funny, every time I see Cecil Moore and Roy Wilkins together, I swear Cecil's looking like, this could be a fight, don't anybody move.
He was always ready, by the way.
He looks ready.
And not somebody you wanted to really mess with.
No.
He was a very established Marine, to say the least.
Yes, he was. Virginia's finest.
West Virginia. West Virginia.
I'm sorry.
Blue. Yeah, blue.
Thank you.
Can't get those two mixed up.
I'm so sorry.
He would make a great distinction.
I'm sure. He would never let me live it down.
When we have come to that time, I thank you so much for joining us here and pricking the memories and nostalgia of some of these marvelous listeners and having us go back a bit in time.
Reggie, it's beautiful. Thank you so much for having me.
It's been a pleasure. I remind you tomorrow that we have a juxtaposed schedule. Tomorrow from 10 until 12, I will find myself in this seat before this microphone. Thera Martin will be coming on after me with a special broadcast. And indeed, that will end my week, at least with regard to your ability to hear me aloud, unless you put your ear to the wall, because of a special program I'm singing again on Thursday. Despite my attempt to find some kind of vaccine for preemption, it was not successful. Come back next week full-fledged with some fascinating guest and subject matter that I'm sure that you will find intrinsic. My thanks to Troy Wilmore for getting us through again another of these relentless pursuits. For those of you who called and were a part, to my sweet mother, for whom I am very grateful, and I thank you on her behalf for your best wishes for her health. And I remind you, as is the case each day when we conclude and allow Curtis to take us home, it is not the things you know that get you in trouble. No, no. It's the things you know that just don't happen to be so. Till tomorrow at 10 in the morning. Poof.
Operation in flux, and it's on the way. We just marched 1 million plus the other day.